Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 299, titled, Suppose It Is True After All. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Two friends were talking on religious topics. They discussed the question of punishment for sin in a future life. They settled to their own satisfaction that there was none. They decided that hell was a myth. They argued that there was no need for God or a supreme being, since scientists say that the universe and life and man could have come into being through natural causes. And they agreed that even if there were a God, he would be a God of love, and thus could not consign his creatures to everlasting punishment in hell. Then a Christian who had been a silent listener to the discussion asked, "Suppose it is true after all." The question fell on the ears and hearts of the other two with crushing force. The power of God was felt in these searching words of truth. Solemn silence reigned for some minutes. God had spoken. Suppose it is true after all that the God of the Bible is real and living. Would you, a mortal being, be willing to risk your eternal destiny by arguing against the eternal God who cannot lie? 1 John 5:10 says, "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar." And that's in the Holy Bible. Suppose it is true after all that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. When you stand before the Creator God on the day of judgment, what reason will you offer for having given all the glory and credit for the beauties and glories of the earth and the universe to the impersonal little g-god of chance and nature rather than the personal Creator God? Scientists, in fact, do not have a reasonable explanation for the origin of the universe. If the universe exploded into being via the so-called Big Bang, they cannot explain where the original matter and energy came from. This is just a feeble attempt to replace the eternal personal Creator God with an eternal but impersonal matter energy little g-god. Many scientists and others too would prefer to believe that a personal God does not exist. That way they are freed to be their own little g-gods, living their lives however they please, without having to worry about what God thinks and the judgment to come. The Bible talks about such people. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We have turned everyone to his own way. Suppose it is true, after all, that God must punish sin. While God's very nature is love, for God is love, he is also a holy God who hates sin and evil. How would you fare before God as judge? What could you say to him? Acts 17:31 says, he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man Jesus, whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Suppose it is true, after all, that hell is a reality. A skeptic sneeringly asked, where is hell? The ready and true answer came, at the end of a Christ-rejecting life. Let me ask you, what lies at the end of the path you are now treading? The scripture says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Suppose it is true, after all, that the Lord Jesus is the only Savior, and his death and resurrection provide the only means by which you can be fitted for God's presence in God's heaven. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What if you ignore him and leave him out of your life? Hebrews 2:3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? John 3:16 and verse 18 says, in the holy word of God, the holy Bible, God so loved the world, Jesus said, that he gave his only begotten son, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, believeth in him, should not perish, that is, perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life, that is, in heaven with God. Verse 18 says, he that believeth on him, Jesus Christ, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Suppose, dear friend, it is true, after all, that the much despised blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can cleanse you from your sins. Has it cleansed you before God, or are you still heading toward the eternity of the lost in that awful place called hell or the lake of fire? 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So, dear friend, suppose it is true, after all, how terrible will be your doom if you die in your sins? A dear friend of mine, flee to Christ and be saved. Revelation 20:15 says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Be assured that it is true, with a guarantee of fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. and God's presence for all who place their trust in Christ for salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Act upon it today. For the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Are you ready to trust Christ as your Savior? Are you ready to believe that He suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again? Well, I'll be glad to lead you in prayer, for the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repeat after me in this simple prayer called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I know that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by lusting after people and things, wanting what others have, by taking your holy name in vain, by stealing, by dishonoring and disobeying my parents, and so many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins as I now believe, with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins as my sacrifice, was buried and rose on the third day. I believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I invite you, Lord Jesus Christ, into my heart to save my soul and to change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and to turn away from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you can grow in the faith, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on today is written by P.L. Canna and published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org, and I strongly encourage you to do so, but when you order them, pass them out. God bless you.